gorgeous. That was just Dream Atlas by Of the Trees, the Clozy remix. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. Did I say this is 90.1 FM? I'm supposed to say that. So this is 90.1 FM. Community radio station from Simon Fraser University. And that was just Of the Trees. So I wanted to talk about my recent excursion to Washington in the United States of America at the Gorge Amphitheater. Guys, oh my goodness. Okay, I have so many things to say about this. One, I wanted to talk about the venue as a whole. It's gorgeous. Oh, just absolutely stunning. The Gorge Amphitheater is... it's in Washington, out near, like, Yakima. It's, like, about a five-hour drive from Vancouver. You have to definitely cross the border, so it's in the U.S. of A., which is funky. And, oh, yeah, so the venue is, like, in... like, so the main stage literally hangs off of, like, this crazy cliff, and the Gorge Amphitheater is centered right next to the Columbian River, but then it also, like, looks over the Columbian River, but also, like, it's just in these, like, giant canyons that, like, surround the river, and it's just, like, gorgeous. Wait, I think I wrote something about it. Oh, yes. Yeah. So it's actually one of the most beautiful venues I have ever personally seen, like, in person. The sound system, killer. Just insane. Like, I thought I heard loud music. I was wrong. I'm so sorry. I was incorrect, because that was insane. Like, I actually thought I was going to have, like, hearing damage, but I'm so cool and safe and awesome, and I wear earplugs because it's the cool and awesome and safe thing to do. Hashtag loop earplugs, they're the best. But yeah, the main stage at the Gorge Amphitheater literally hangs off one of the cliffs, and then the canyons create this, like, natural amphitheater, like, within nature, so then it's even louder, so, like, the sound is, like, echoing off the surrounding, like, canyons. Like, it was like I can't even describe how awesome and cool it was. So that was just the venue in general. Just seeing that in general, gorgeous. One of the days I walked to the Columbian River, like, I walked down to the river. Also, insane walk. That was so long, so hot, ridiculous, but I did it. And I saw the whole, like, back of the stage, like, back of the main stage, and I saw them, like, I could hear them, like, warming up and stuff. Crazy. That was insane and so cool. I'm so happy I did that, but it was really cool. The Gorge Amphitheater, also just gorgeous. And then also the lineup for Beyond Wonderland. So the artists that I got to see at the Gorge Amphitheater, oh my God, it was crazy. It was so cool. It was so fun. It was, okay, so some notable mentions are, of course, Of the Trees, whom I just played. That was Of the Trees. I got to see him live. So cool. He came to Shambhala last year, but just seeing him in the flesh was really, really swaggy. So Of the Trees, Rez. Oh my God, Rez at the Gorge. Rez at the Gorge? Insane. Alice in Wonderland, gorgeous. Dylan Francis was really cool. I also saw a lot of, like, just random other artists that I really ended up, like, okay, honorable mention to Sullivan King, because I hadn't seen Sullivan King live before. Oh my goodness, I can't talk about this. Okay, so I had never seen Sullivan King live before. And if you've seen Sullivan King live, you, like, know, like, you're, like, in on this. Like, it's like a I think it changed my life. Like, I think Sullivan King is unlike any other. I was left jaw open praying to the music god that is Sullivan King. Like, I was like, he was everything I needed and more. Like, it was like, it was just like, it was like this spiritual, like, I swear, oh my goodness. And he got it. He starts, oh my God, not only is he like this hardcore EDM, like, just like does mixes with like Excision and like, oh my goodness, like, oh, it was so cool. But he also like is like sort of in a rock sort of way. Like, he like at one point like started, like, got up on stage, started standing on the, like, on top of the DJ set and starts shredding this electric guitar like a godsend. I was like, oh my God, like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I'm so on the main stage at the Gorge Amphitheater shredding this electric guitar. I was like, oh, like, who, like, speechless, literally speechless. Sullivan King, I'm so impressed by you every single day. I want to see you again. I'd love for you to go on tour. Please come to Vancouver. I love you, Sullivan King. This actually turned into a Sullivan King fan club. So we love Sullivan King over here. He's really awesome. I'm not going to play his music because it's a little bit too hardcore and intense. But if you want to go look it up and listen to it, go ahead. It's gorgeous. But it does not do him justice, like, at all. It doesn't do... Okay, I'm talking about this for too long. Oh my God. Okay. Last mention, I saw DJ Diesel, which is Shaquille O'Neal, which is actually insane and is actually crazy. And I was walking home one day and I look on the stage. I was like, oh my God, it's 1 a.m. I'm like, oh my God, that is Shaquille O'Neal. Insane. So I did see him live. That was really cool and epic too. Okay, I'm going to play music now and then talk about Beyond Wonderland a little bit more at the Gorge Amphitheater after this music. So here is Satellite by Alice in Wonderland and Dimension. We'll be right back.
How long are you going to be?
Gorgeous, stunning, amazing, so cool. That was just Can You See Me by Rez on their newest album, Can You See Me, which I had the amazing pleasure to see them live at the Gorge Amphitheater. Seeing Rez live is one thing, but seeing Rez at the Gorge, guys, on those speakers, guys, it was so magical. It was so cool. It was so amazing. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station. You are listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. Hi, I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy to be here. So, yeah. The Gorge Amphitheater is a beautiful, 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 wonderful venue. I was camping there, and one, it was really hot, but me and my friend, we know how to, like, we had like this whole setup and it was pretty dope. So we were fine. And I went to the river one day. So it was pretty swag. So the Gorge Amphitheater. Oh, but it did get really windy on the last day on Sunday, like while everyone's at the festival. But luckily me and my friend are really smart and we decided to take down like our canopy and just leave up our tent and stuff. And like we took down all of our like tapestries and everything, so it wouldn't catch in the wind, because I knew it was going to be windy. I just knew it. And it was. And it was so windy. So when we were walking back, like, it was just absolute carnage everywhere, all over the place. Like, everyone's canopies, tents, tent poles, everywhere, just all over the place. So if you're going to the Gorge, bring tent pegs and also, like, be mindful of the wind. Because, of course, everyone's mindful of the heat, because obviously it's in the middle of, like, nowhere and in kind of like a deserty area, so it's going to be hot, but like you don't anticipate the wind. The wind is windy, guys. Okay, anyway, besides that, and the really, 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 really awesome lineup that was there. I had such a fun, awesome time at Beyond. I think Beyond is associated with Insomniac Events, which I find really interesting. I haven't done much research. I know Insomniac has a lot of like really big events, but it was just really interesting to go to an Insomniac. And I know they do like smaller events too, but it was just really cool to go to like an Insomniac festival because I had never been. I don't think I've been to one before. Maybe I have, but that's my most like the biggest Insomniac event I've been to. Which is really interesting. I was just curious to see how it differed from like an independent run festival and just kind of the difference between like the people who worked there, the people who were volunteering there, the people who were at the festival. Everyone was really cool. A lot of Americans at the Gorge, a lot of Americans, mostly Americans. We ran into maybe like one other group that was like Canadian. I think they're from Calgary, but everyone else, Oregon, Idaho, Seattle, a lot of people from Oregon. Oregon's pretty cool. I like Oregon. Oregon's a cool place. But the Gorge Amphitheater is such a wonderful venue, and I definitely go again. Like, it's such a cool place to listen to music and hang out, and it was really fun. And the artists were so cool. It was so cool to see all my, like, and then I got to see a lot of, like, artists that I didn't know. And then once listening to them live, like, I became fans of them, which was really interesting. And that was really cool and fun to see. So, yeah, lots of really fun, awesome music. For now, thank you for listening. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm going to play. Okay. I've been listening to a lot of Subtronics recently because I know I'm going to see him soon and I'm really excited to see Subtronics. And I think Subtronics really made me have a different kind of appreciation for like dubstep music. And I think Subtronics is really talented and I think he's got some really cool mixes. And I really, really, okay, I really think it's really cool that he uses like these different like samples in his music. Like, not like just like he'll like a lot of EDM artists like use just like random like samples or like sounds before they're like drops and stuff to like, it's just like funny, like it's just kind of a thing in the community, I guess, like people just like use, but like I think Subtronics is so good at it, like the way he uses like the most like random samples and sounds in his music. So this next song is definitely a random, funny, silly, goofy, haha. But it's also like really good. Like I also really think it's really good. It also features Boogie T, and I did get to see Boogie T live at the Gorge Amphitheater, which was so cool. Boogie T is quite impressive as an artist. I think it's really awesome. So yeah. Here is, oh, have a great week. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Raccoon City. Here is Senpai by Subtronics and Boogie T.
Statue has never before been seen publicly. The Satanic Temple says the statue is a symbol for what they advocate, the separation of church and state.
It's like you can't have one without the other, you know? Like I'm equal parts God and the devil. A cloak of shame covers this man, and only supreme light will wash my body clean. But how could that light possibly reach me with the thick clouds of indecency that surround my soul? Notice me, Senpai! Notice me!
Yeah.
bodies tossed skyward, like ragdolls thrown into the air by the late great Andre the Giant. They appeared to be weightless, hitting zero G like the fearless crew of a forgotten Apollo mission, whose only objective was to obtain a beef and cheddar classic and return home to Kathleen Quinlan safe before sundown. Part of me wishes I'd been hit by that car instead, so I could have gotten out of work early and gone far, far away from shift manager Masha's judging emerald eyes. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me. So what if I smell like roast beef? This whole place smells like roast beef. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. And two eternal juggernauts would you battle right here in the middle of the city. What stands at the center? To that I say, my soul. I find nothing except for sweaty, devastated loneliness and a thousand judging eyes staring back at me from the cover of a stolen Victoria's Secret catalog. I didn't take your mail, Mrs. Pemberton. Stop asking me that. Leave me alone! Oh, no. Satan's pretty cool.
For listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye!
You're listening to